And yesterday we learned about how Joshua, according to God's design, had split up the land according to for each tribe.
那紧接着在二十章就谈到设立陶城。
And then right after this, in chapter 20, it talks about establishing the cities of refuge.
这是当时神吩咐摩西所要做的事情。
This was something that God had commanded Moses to do.
我们来看民数记的35章。
Let us look at Numbers chapter 35.
民数记35章。
Numbers chapter 35.
第九节,
Verse
9. 九节,
Verse 10.
你吩咐以色列人说, 你们过约旦河进了迦南地, 11节,
Verse 11.
就要分出几座城, 为你们做陶城, 使误杀人的可以逃到那里, 12节,
Verse 12.
这些城可以做逃避报仇人的城, 使误杀人的不至于死, 等他站在会众面前听审判 13节
Verse 13
你们所分出来的城要做六座陶城 14节
Verse 14
在约旦河东要分出三座城 在迦南地也要分出三座城 都做陶城 在这里啊, 我们知道说这个陶城的设立 是当时神吩咐摩西 交代百姓在过约旦河之后所要做的事情。
So here we see that God is telling Moses to tell the people of Israel to create the cities of refuge after they have crossed over the Jordan River.
那在这里也把这个设立陶城的目的告诉了我们。
And here it also tells us about the purpose of establishing the cities of refuge.
就是要让那些误杀人，无心误杀人的，可以逃到那边。
It is for the manslayers, those who kill without intent, to escape from those who seek vengeance.
那什么叫做无心误杀人的?
So what does it mean to be a manslayer, to kill without intent?
在民数记的35章这22节，那边就告诉我们。
If Numbers chapter 30, in Numbers chapter 35, verse 22, it tells us.
我们来看民数记二三十五章的22节。
Let us look at Numbers chapter 35, verse 22.
22节，倘若人没有仇恨，忽然将人推倒，或是没有埋伏，把物扔在人身上，23节。
Verse 23.
或是没有看见的时候，用可以打死人的石头扔在人身上，以至于死，本来与他无仇。 也无意害他，在这里告诉我们，这个无心误杀人呢，就是不是故意的。
And here it says that the manslayers are those who do not purposely go and kill the person.
也不是预谋，这个谋杀，计划好要杀人。
And they do not have it in their minds with intent to go and murder this person.
以现在来说，就是。 过失杀人，就是因为自己的不小心，而造成别人的伤害。In
today's terms, it is manslaughter, where because of your own carelessness, you accidentally kill someone.
那这样的人，就要可以逃到这个陶城。And
so these type of people can escape to the cities of refuge.
来躲避这个要报仇的人的伤害。
To escape the harm of those who wish to avenge the murder or the killed.
那并不是说你自己讲出我不是故意要杀害他，就算数的。But you
cannot just say yourself that I did not mean to kill them and it counts.
必须要经过这个陶城的这些长老们做初步的审查判断。There
is a judgment by the elders of the cities of refuge.
我们来看回来这个约书亚记的二十章。Let's
look back at Joshua chapter 20.
约书亚记的二十章。Joshua
chapter 20.
第四节。
Verse 4.
四节，那杀人的要逃到这些城中的一座城，站在城门口，将他的事情 说给城内的长老们听，他们就把他收进城里，给他地方，使他住在他们中间。第五节。
Verse five.
若是报血仇的追了他来，长老不可将他交在报血仇的手里，因为他是素无仇恨、无心杀的人的。第六节。
Verse six.
他要住在那城，城里，站在会众面前听审判，等到那时的大祭司死了，杀人的才可以回到本城本家，就是他所逃出来的那城。在这里呀、对于这个逃可以进到逃城躲避也有一些规定。
And so here it lists some of the conditions that are required for someone to go and hide in the cities of refuge.
就是这个逃到逃城来的人啊，要先向逃城里头的长老告诉他事情的经过。
And so first, this person must tell the elders of the, of the city of refuge the process of what happened.
当这些长老们判定真的是无心杀人的。
And then when the elders decide that it truly is a case of unintentionally killing someone,
就可以让他进到逃城。
Then they will allow him to come into the city of refuge.
并且要保护他不可以把他交给那个报仇的人。
And they must protect him and cannot deliver him into the avenger's hand.
那有人会这么说了那如果这个不断的一直收，那会不会像现在的监狱一样人满为患这个人太多了，收不下了。
And so some people may say, well, if they just keep accepting people, won't it become like a jail where it becomes overpopulated?
不会这边谈到说。这些逃城里头误杀人的等到那个时代的大祭司死的时候他们就可以回到自己的家乡。
But it says here that these manslayers, when the high priest of that time has died, then they can return to their home.
重新过他们的生活。
And they can begin their new their lives again.
那这个到底是什么意思为什么要这样子？
So what does this mean? Why is it, why does it have to be done in this manner?
这个跟预表有关系的。
This is has a prefiguration.
今天逃城预表着这个教会。
Today the cities of refuge represent the church.
教会是所有罪人能够这个收容所有的罪人的地方。
The church is the place that accepts all sinners.
当我们还没有接受耶稣的救恩。
And before we have received the salvation of Jesus Christ,
我们都是罪人。
We were all sinners.
我们都是该死的。
We all were supposed to die.
我们都是亏缺神的荣耀。
We had all fallen short of the glory of God.
在魔鬼的辖制里头。
We were all under the control of Satan.
因为怕死而做了魔鬼的奴仆。
And because of, and out of fear of death, we became the slaves of Satan.
但是我们可以到这个教会来。
But we can come to the church.
教会就像逃城一样。
And the church is like the cities of refuge.
能够收容我们。
It is able to accept us.
让我们能够在教会里头得到平安。
So that in the church we can receive peace.
那这个直到大祭司死。
And then when the high priest has died.
我们知道我们属灵的大祭司是谁。
We know who is our spiritual high priest.
就是我们的主耶稣基督。
It is our Lord Jesus Christ.
主耶稣基督为什么要死？
So why did our Lord Jesus Christ need to die?
他的死替代我们的罪。
His death atoned for our sins.
让我们得到生命，让我们得到释放。
So that we can have life and be released.
让我们能够重新拥有一个新的机会。
So that we can have a new chance.
所以这个逃城预表着教会。
And so the cities of refuge, they represent the church.
当大祭司的死也预表着主耶稣的代死赦罪。
And the death of the high priest prefigures the death of Jesus Christ.
让我们都能够得到真正的自由。
So that we can all receive true freedom.
这个是逃城它的预表。
So this is the prefiguration of the cities of refuge.
那在这边这个照着神向摩西吩咐的他们 在约旦河的东边跟西边呢，各要设三座桃城，总共六座桃城。
And so according to the words of Moses, they needed to put up three cities of refuge on the east and three cities of refuge on the west, for a total of six.
我们从这个图上就可以看到。
And from this picture, from this map, we can see.
这个有点的哈，这个就是桃城。
And so where the dots are, they are the cities of refuge.
所以在这个约旦河的东西两边呢各有三座。
And so on the east and the west side of the Jordan River, both sides have three cities each.
这里还有这边，还有这边。
And so those three spots.
这里，这里，还有这里。
And then those three on the west.
这个是桃城。
These are the cities of refuge.
今天在我们每一个人的心中啊。
And today, in every one of our hearts,
这个桃城也有另外一个教训。
The cities of refuge also have another teaching.
就是在我们每个人的心里头也应当有一座桃城。
Which is that in our hearts, we must also have a city of refuge.
为那些这个无心得罪我们的人我们要能够接纳他们。
And we must be able to accept those who have unintentionally wronged us.
在教会里面永生神的家我们讲爱。
In the church, in God's eternal home, we talk about love.
不是单是讲理。
And we do not only talk about reason.
有人说到说不讲理是个缺点。
And people say that not talking about reason, it is a problem.
但如果单单只会讲理那也是一个盲点。
But if we only talk about only talk about reason, then it is a blind spot.
这什么意思？
What does this mean?
这就告诉我们如果在神的家里头只讲理而不讲爱的话。
So if we only talk about reason and do not talk about love,
那将会让我们受到伤害。
Then in the long run, we will be hurt.
今天为什么我们敢在神的施恩宝座前来求怜悯，来求帮助？
Why are we willing? Or why are we able to come before God's mercy seat to ask for mercy and for help?
希伯来书那边告诉我们。
In Hebrews, it tells us.
说我们有一位大祭司，就是我们的主耶稣基督。
It tells us that we have a high priest, which is our Lord Jesus Christ.
他跟我们一样。
And he is like us.
他道成了肉身来到世上。
He has come as man on this earth.
我们来看这一段希伯来书的第五章。
Let us look at Hebrews chapter 5.
五章十三节
Chapter 5, verse 13.
十五节抱歉。
Sorry, verse 15.
五章的四章抱歉四章的十五节。
Chapter 4, verse 15, sorry.
十五节因我们的大祭司并非不能体恤我们的软弱他也曾凡事受过试探与我们一样只是他没有犯罪。十六节
Verse 16.
所以我们只管坦然无惧地来到施恩的宝座前为要得连续蒙恩惠做随时的帮助。这里告诉我们因着爱我们才敢来到神的面前。
So here it tells us that only because of love we dare to come before God.
才敢来向他求恩典求帮助求怜悯。
Only then do we dare to ask for grace and for mercy.
如果神只讲理不讲爱。
If God only spoke of reason and not of love.
我们想想看哪一个可以在神的面前能够站立得住的。
Who among us would be able to stand in front of God?
就是因为神他不但讲理也讲爱。
But because God is both of reason as well as love.
所以我们才敢来向神来认罪来悔改来求赦免。
This is why we are able to confess our sins before God and to repent before Him.
哦，这就是逃城设立的目的。
This is the purpose of establishing the cities of refuge.
哦，所以同样的哦，我们既然蒙神的赦免跟神的大爱。
And so similarly, since we accept the grace and great love of God,
我们也应当彼此相爱。
We must also have love towards one another.
哦，像神爱我们一样。
Just as God loved us.
哦，教会。是一个收容罪人的这个团体。
The church is a body that accepts the sinners.
是一个已经被称义但是仍然在追求成圣的团体。
It is a body that has already been called righteous but is pursuing perfection.
所以不完全。
So it is not yet perfect.
所以当然在这样的团体当中仍然会有摩擦会有误会的事情发生。
And so in this body, there will be times of misunderstanding and other frictions.
所以我们每个人心里头都要有一个逃城让那些无心这个犯错的人能够逃进去。
And so in our hearts, we must have a city of refuge for those who unintentionally wrong us to escape to.
能够接纳他们
And so that we are willing to accept them.
像神接纳我们一样。
Just as God has accepted us.
这个也是逃城给我们的一个这个启发。
And this is also a
逃城给我们一个启示的。
It is also a revelation that the cities of refuge give us.
所以教会绝对不是不是那个圣人俱乐部
And so the church is not just for those who are high, holy and mighty.
The club of saints.
It's not just a club of saints.
很多时候我们会把教会当成圣人俱乐部。
Oftentimes we think of the church as a club of saints.
所以我们拒绝罪人。
And so we try to reject sinners.
我们拒绝软弱的人。
We try to reject those who are weak.
所以也不传福音嘛，拒绝罪人。
And so we don't have to preach. We are rejecting the sinners.
拒绝软弱的人那已经信主软弱的我们也不欢迎。
And so we reject those who are weak, those who have already believed but are weak. We just forget about them.
你看我们这些人多好啊，我们在这里真好啊。
And then you look at us. How great are we? How great it is to be here.
这个不是主耶稣设立教会的目的。
This is not the purpose of Christ creating the church.
所以我们如果知道神设立教会的目的，就如同主耶稣来到世上所说的。
If we are able to understand the purpose of God's creation of the church, just as Jesus said,
我来，是来招罪人悔改，不是招义人。
Jesus said that I come to bring the sinners to forgiveness, not the righteous.
生病的人才需要医生健康的人不需要。
Only the sick need a doctor, not the healthy.
所以我们要明白教会神设立教会在这个时代的这个使命是什么。
And so we must understand what the commission is that God has given to the church he has created in this time.
所以每个人也应当为那些无心犯错的人有一座逃城。
And so every one of us should have a city of refuge in our hearts for those who have unintentionally wronged us.
这是逃城给我们的教训。
So this is a teaching given to us by the cities of refuge.
再来我们来看二十一章。
And then let us look at Joshua chapter 21.
二十一章谈到利未人的产业。
Chapter 21 talks about the inheritance of the people of Levi.
二十一章这里一开始记载说这个利未人的众族长来到这个大祭司以利亚撒还有约书亚还有各支派的族长面前。
And so in chapter 21 at the beginning it says that the heads of the father's houses of Levites came to Eleazar the priest, to Joshua, and to the heads of the father's houses of the other tribes.
要他们这些首领们把这个从前神借着摩西所答应要分给他们的城邑居住的地方给他们。
And they wanted to, they wanted the other tribes to give them the land, the cities which God had commanded Moses to give them.
这个是记载在《生命记》的十八章那边。
And this is recorded in Deuteronomy chapter 18.
利未人他们没有产业。
The Levites, they did not have an inheritance.
哦，那这个利未人他们的产业就是神本身，哦，以及神的献给神的火祭。
For Levites, the their inheritance was God Himself, and also the burnt offerings that were given
哦，所以利未人在这个分地业的时候，他们没有分到。
So in the splitting up of the land, the Levites did not receive any land.
哦，但是啊，在这个约书亚他们第一次在分地的时候，哦，他们有数算各支派的人数。
But in Joshua, but when Joshua was splitting up the land, they took a census of all the people.
我们从民数记的二十六章，哦，六十二节。
And if we look at Numbers chapter 26,
哦，六十二节
，verse 62,
哦，知道哦，利未人哦，啊，这个凡一个月以外被数的男丁共有两万三千，啊，哦，所以这个不是少。这个数目不少。
And there are 23,000 males from a month older. And so we know that this is not a small number.
哦，如果再加上哦，他们的小孩、他们的妇女啊，哦，数目会更多。
And so if you add in the other children and also the women, then the number will grow even more.
哦，那这些人没有地业啊，那怎么办？要怎么生活？要住哪里？
And so these people, they do not have a piece of land as their inheritance. So where will they live?
哦，所以当时啊，这个神叫摩西，哦，吩咐摩西啊，哦，将来进到迦南地啊，要各支派啊，把他们当中哦，一些土地啊，要给利未人来居住。
And so God commanded Moses that when they received their, when the people received their land, each tribe would have to take out a little piece of their land to give to the Levites.
哦，来成为利未人哦，他们。这个生活的这个地方
to become the dwelling place for the Levites.
哦，那如此一来啊，利未人哈，就不能够像其他的支派通通在一起哦。
And because of this, the Levites were unable to be like all the other tribes dwelling together.
啊，会被分散到整个迦南地。
They would be dispersed over the entire land of Canaan.
哦，哎，利未支派要被分散到迦南地哦，这个是哦一个。已经哈啊，已经好，是一个预言了，而且甚至是一个咒诅。
And so for the Levites to be spread among all the land of Canaan, it is a prophecy. It is a prophecy as well as a curse.
哦，我们来看这段记载。
Let us look at where it is recorded.
我们来看创世记。
Let us look at Genesis.
四十九章
，verse
49。创世纪的四十九章
，Genesis chapter 49,
第五节
，verse 5。
五节，西缅和利未是弟兄，他们的刀剑是残忍的器具。第六节
，verse 6。
我的灵啊，不要与他们同谋；我的心啊，不要与他们联络，因为他们趁怒杀害人命。任意砍断牛腿大筋。第七节
，verse 7。
他们的怒气爆裂可咒。他们的愤恨残忍可诅，啊！我要使他们分居在雅各家里，散住在以色列地中。哦，这是啊，雅各哦，在预言哦，他这些儿子们的未来。
And here, Jacob was giving prophecies about his children.
哦，啊，提到这个西缅跟利未他们将来的遭遇。
And he talks about what would happen to Simeon and Levi.
哦，那这边谈到说，因为他们残忍啊。
And here it says because they were cruel.
哦，他们啊，趁着怒气要任意的杀害人。
And in their anger, they slew a man.
哦，所以他们要散居哦，在这个全地上。
So they shall be divided and scattered among the whole land.
哦，那雅各为什么会咒诅自己的小孩
？So why would Jacob curse his own children?
哦，那他说他们这两个孩子哦。这个暴烈哦，杀人到底是指哪一件事情
？And what event was he talking about when he said that in their anger they slew a man？
哦，这个就要看创世纪的三十四章那里。
And from this we need to look at Genesis chapter 34。
哦，三十四章那边记载哈，当这个雅各啊带着家眷，哦，这个回到自己的住的地方哦，离开他的母舅拉班。
And chapter 34 is after Jacob had departed from his uncle Laban's place and was returning to where to his original home.
也跟他的哥哥那个原本想要杀他的这个以扫和好了，相认了。
And he had just made peace with his brother Esau, who wanted to kill him earlier.
那雅各就往示剑居住。
And so Jacob moved towards the area of Shechem.
那34章发生了一件事情。
So in chapter 34, something an event occurred.
就是雅各有一个女儿叫底拿的，因为好奇呀，就跑到示剑城去吐了，去观光了。
And so Jacob had a daughter. Dinah, who went to the city of Shechem because she was curious.
结果在那边遇到危险，受到侮辱，甚至就被迷惑，就不回家了。
And then at that time, she was defiled, tricked, and she did not return home.
那这个侍剑，这个侮辱底拿的，是侍剑城的领袖的儿子。
And so the person who had violated her was the son of the leader of Shechem.
他们就到雅各家来提亲。And
so they came to Jacob to try and talk about marriage.
雅各对于这件事情很不高兴。And
Jacob was very unhappy towards this.
但是事实摆在眼前，这个生米都煮成熟饭了，没办法改变他女儿被侮辱强暴的事实。
And so, but he could not help but face the facts. Everything had already happened. And so he could not help that his daughter had already been violated.
那这个示剑城的人就提出建议，说那你们干脆就留下来住在我们这边。
And so Shechem said, why don't you just stay here and just live here?
你可以在这边做买卖，这边自产业。
And then you can do your business here and then pass your inheritance down here.
那你们要什么，我们都会提供给你们。And
then whatever you want, we can give it to you.
你如果要这个多重的这个聘金啊，礼物啊，我也会都给你们。And
whatever kind of gifts that you want, I can give it to you.
只要你把你的女儿嫁给我。As
long as you give me your daughter as a wife.
其实这个事件他们 打的有另外的主意。And
so Shechem, they had an ulterior motive.
他们想说，这雅各家，人也不多。They
were thinking, well, the people of the house of Jacob, it is not many people.
那财物却不少。But
they have lots of possessions.
那如果我们把他们留下来，那将来，你的就是我的，我的还是我的。
And so if we keep them here, then what's theirs is ours, and what's ours is already ours too.
所以我们就可以把雅各全家把他们吃掉了。
And so we can completely assimilate the house of Jacob.
当这件事情给雅各的儿子知道了，他们都很生气。
So when this event was known by the children, by the sons of Jacob, they were all very angry.
尤其这个西缅跟利未啊。
Especially Simeon and Levi.
他们就想出一个诡诈的方法。And
so they came up with
a trick. 他们对这些事件人说，要我们把妹妹嫁给你没有问题，但是有一件事情，你们要答应。
So they told the people of Shechem, if you want our sister as your wife, it's okay, but there's something you must do first.
如果你们所有的男丁跟我们一样都受割礼，那我们才可以把妹妹嫁给你。
If all your males are circumcised, then we'll be able to give our sister to you as a wife.
如果你们不答应，那我就要把妹妹带走。
Otherwise, we'll just take our sister and go.
那个事件跟城里的人商量想一想。 这也没什么大不了，又死不了人。
And Shechem and discussed with his people, and then they felt, well, no one's going to die from this, so why not?
他又看到 他们那么多的财产,
and they saw how much possessions the people of Israel had.
哦, 就答应了,
so they agreed.
哦, 所以整个世界城的人, 哦, 的男丁都受了割礼,
so all the males in the city of Shechem were circumcised.
哦, 那正当这个疼痛的时候啊, 哦, 西缅利未啊, 带的人拿着刀啊, 把全城的男丁啊, 统统杀掉。
And so at that time when they were in pain, Simeon and Levi came with swords and they killed all the males.
哦, 并且掳掠了示剑城的财物。
And they took all that was in the city of Shechem.
哦, 那这件事情啊, 哦, 让雅各啊, 啊, 不得不离开示剑。
And so this event forced Jacob to move from Shechem.
哦, 因为啊, 他两个儿子的作为, 连累的他, 让他在全地有了臭名。
Because they the actions of his two sons had caused his name to be to become obnoxious in front of the inhabitants of the land.
哦, 再加上, 哦, 雅各这个全家, 哦, 人丁不多了, 哦, 那如果, 哦, 这些, 啊, 迦南地的人啊, 哦, 他们起来, 要为示剑城的人报仇的话, 那雅各他们全家, 岂不通通会被灭绝吗?
And also, since the family of Jacob was not, there were not many people, then if the people of Canaan wanted to get together and take revenge for the people of Shechem, Jacob's family would be destroyed.
哦, 所以西缅跟利未啊, 哦, 这个因着心中的, 哦, 这个怒气仇恨, 哦, 啊, 没有, 哦, 这个详细的考虑。
And so Simeon and Levi, because of their anger, did not go through a thorough thought process.
哦, 把全家现在 这个危险的绝境当中,
and they put their entire family into danger.
哦, 那最糟糕的就是他们用欺骗的方法,
but the worst part is that they used trickery.
哦, 用神跟人立约的记号来作为杀人的方法。
They used the sign of the covenant between man and God as a tool to kill man.
哦, 那个记号是要救人的耶。
That sign was to save man.
哦, 就好像说现在齁, 呃, 骗人家洗礼, 结果把人家淹死在水里头一样。
For today, it is like if we trick someone into being baptized, and while we are baptizing them, we drown them.
这个说的比较过分一点哦。
So this is slightly over-exaggerated.
哦, 但是哦, 呃, 如果骗人家洗礼, 让人家不能得救, 那就等于把他淹死在水里一样。
But if we trick someone into being baptized so that they cannot be saved, it is like we are drowning them in the water.
哦, 主耶稣在责备当时的这些文士法利赛人。
And Jesus, he was rebuking the Pharisees of that time.
哦, 说他们啊, 海洋陆地勾引人入教, 记录了教, 叫人家做了地狱之子。 哦, 到处叫人家, 哦, 来加入他们, 哦, 的宗教, 啊, 加入之后啊, 没有让人家得救, 反而让人家灭亡。
And so they kept trying to get more and more people to join them, but then when they join them, they are unable to be saved. Instead, they will be destroyed.
哦, 就好像哦, 这个西缅跟利未所做的事情,
it is just like what Levi and Simeon had done here.
哦, 所以啊, 哦, 这个雅各啊, 在最后他临死之前就咒诅他们。
And so Jacob, right before he died, he cursed them.
哦, 所以, 哦, 我们看到利未哦, 分散在全地啊, 是一种咒诅。
And so we see that the Levites being spread out over all the land, it is a curse.
哦, 那利未, 哦, 他们怎么样, 哦, 从这个咒诅, 哦, 变成祝福。
So how did the Levites change from being a curse into being a blessing?
哦, 甚至到后来变归神所有, 哦, 到后来甚至能够服侍神。
And then that they were able to be the people of God and to be the people who served God.
哦, 有一个最关键的,
there was one main event.
哦, 我们来看这个, 哦, 出埃及记, 哦,
let us look at Exodus.
出埃及记我们看32章。
Exodus chapter 32.
出埃及记的32章啊, 记载着, 啊, 摩西上山哦, 啊, 去领受神颁布的十诫。
Exodus chapter 32 talks about when Moses went up to the mountain to receive the Ten Commandments from God.
哦, 啊, 结果山底下的, 哦, 他的哥哥亚伦啊, 哦, 却, 啊, 这个跟百姓哦,
But then at the bottom of the mountain, Aaron, Moses' brother, and all the people of Israel created a golden calf.
哦, 当摩西下山后, 就责备他的哥哥, 也责备百姓。
And so when Moses came down, he rebuked his brother and rebuked the people.
哦, 但是这个哦, 反对摩西的这个势力很大, 拜金牛犊的这个势力很大。
But those who wanted to continue worshiping the golden calf, it was a strong amount of people.
哦, 我们来看摩西怎么处理。
And so let us see what happened. How did Moses take care of it?
哦, 出埃及记32章的26节。
Moses chapter 32, verse 36.
26节，就站在营门中说：“凡属神的都要到我这里来。”于是立位的子孙都到他那里聚集。27节，他对他们说：“主以色列的神这样说：你们个人把刀挎在腰间，在营中往来，从这门到那门，个人杀他的弟兄与同伴，并领舍。” 28节。28节。立位的子孙照摩西的话行了，那一天百姓中被杀的有3000。在这里记载，当时摩西就登高一呼，要站到神这边来。
And so at that time, Moses said that you need to come and stand on the Lord's side.
个人把刀挎在腰上。
And then to take up their sword.
在营中往来，那个背叛神的，通通要杀掉。
And to go in and out of the camp to see who is going against God and kill them.
这个时候，这个利未的子孙站了出来了。
And so at that time, the children of Levi came out.
所以那一天，你看到光被杀的这个3000人。
So we look at on that day, there were 3,000 killed.
那随从这3000人的，不知道还有多少。
And who know? It doesn't say how many more people were following these 3,000.
可能就看到这个被杀的，他们就不敢造次了，不敢放肆了。
And so perhaps those who had seen the others being killed, they just relented.
可见当时那个背叛神反抗摩西有很大的势力。
But at that time, there were many people who were rebelling against Moses and God.
所以我们看到这个利未，因着神的圣洁，他们站到神的这一边。And
so we see that the Levites, because of God's holiness, they went to stand on God's side.
让他们从咒诅转成祝福。And
this allowed them to change from being cursed to being blessed.
甚至后来神用利未支派来替代以色列所有的长子。
So that in the end, God even used the Levites in place of the firstborn of all the Israelites.
这个在民数记的第3章那边有记载。
And this is recorded in Numbers chapter 3.
甚至区别利未人来服侍神。
And then he even separated out the Levites to serve God.
这个也是第3章那边的记载，民数记。
This is also recorded in Numbers chapter 3.
所以 利未原本是被咒诅的。
So Levi was Levites were originally cursed.
因为他们站在神的圣洁。
But because they stood on the side of God,
让咒诅变成祝福。
It allowed the curse to become a blessing.
所以今天我们也要像利未人一样。
And so today we must also be like the Levites.
因为我们就是属灵的利未人，我们在服侍神。
Because we are spiritual Levites, we are serving the Lord.
我们更应当要自洁。And
we must even have even more self-control.
自洁，自我洁净，追求圣洁。
We must pursue holiness.
既然从咒诅变成祝福。
And since it went from being cursed to being blessed.
那这个分散在以色列全地。
Then this dispersion of the curse of being dispersed among all the land of Canaan, it also became a blessing.
他们成为在全地教导神律法的这个利未人，律法的导师。The
Levites became the teachers of the law throughout the entire land.
我们看利未记第10章。Let
us look at Leviticus.
利未记的10章哦。
Leviticus chapter 10, verse
10
to
11.
And so the Levites became those who taught the laws and ordinances of God to all the people of Israel.
Oh, 神将咒诅变成祝福,
and God allowed their curse to become a blessing.
Oh, 将分散, 这个逃亡, 见不得人, 变成, 哎,
that from being dispersed so that they would not be able to see anyone to becoming dispersed so that they could teach the law.
Oh, 这个就是神, 哦, 祂的作为。
And so this is the action of God.
哦, 所以, 神的能力在人的软弱上显得完全。
And so God's power is shown as perfect in the weakness of man.
哦, 神是将坏事变好事的神。
God is a God who changes the bad into good.
哦, 所以只要我们, 愿意站在神的这边啊,
And so as long as we are willing to stand on the side of the Lord,
哦, 追求圣洁,
to pursue after holiness,
遵守他的教训,
to keep his commands,
哦, 我们的生命也会被神祝福的,
and our lives will also be blessed by God.
哦, 那最后哦, 这个利未人总共分了48座城,
and so lastly, the Levites were split into 48 cities.
哦, 那其中啊, 哦, 刚刚我们谈到六座的逃城啊, 通通都是祭司城, 哦, 都是利未的城。
And just now we talked about the six cities of refuge. There are also cities of the Levites, of the priests.
哦, 那歌侠哦, 啊, 也就是这个亚伦哦的支这个宗族哦, 啊, 分的最多。 歌侠哦, 利未支派总共有三个哦, 有歌侠, 有格顺, 有米拉利, 哦, 这三个宗族哦。
And so there are three groups of the Levites.
在记载在21章哦,
and it's recorded in chapter 21.
Okay. 歌侠英文大声讲歌侠是什么？
Gershon.
那格顺呢？
Kohath.
Minari
and Merarites.
哦，那这样我们就记住了哦。哎，他们哦，歌侠这个祭司这个亚伦的子孙分了13座城。And
so the city, the children of Gershon had 13 cities.
哦，那其余歌侠的子孙呢，分了10座城。And
then those of Kohath had 12 cities.
哦，10座。I had
10 cities.
哦，那格顺哦，分了13座城。
But the people of Gershon had 13 cities.
哦, 那米拉利分了12座城。
And then the children of Merari had 12 cities.
哦, 总共48座城。
And so there were a total of 48 cities.
哦, 那最后我们看一节哦, 就结束这一堂哦。
So we'll look at a verse and then we'll conclude for this, this session.
哦, 21章的45节。
Chapter 21, verse 45.
45节，神应许赐福给以色列家的话，一句也没有落空，都应验了。这就是神的保证。This
is God's promise.
也是他信他的信实。And
this is to show his faithfulness.
我们同心默祷。
Let us bow our heads and pray in silence.